Jordan, have you seen Carson on fire like ever before, like he was in the 7-on-7 drill earlier today?
Man, I have, honestly. I mean, he comes out, he works hard every single day. I mean, in the spring, there's a lot of practices where the media isn't out here. And, you know, unfortunately, I had to sit back and watch this spring. But, you know, it was actually good for me to kind of be able to sit back and see that with the way offense kind of was clicking just with him coming into his second year. He's in full command. You can tell that he's feeling confident. He's excited about the weapons around him. And, you know, a lot of guys, you know, they come out and they kind of lean on that. They're like, okay, we got weapons. I can just come out here and freelance. He's focused, man. He's got the eye of the tiger right now. So we're definitely excited to see what he's going to continue to do this training camp.
Does that force you guys to raise your level of play to say if Carson's on point, then we can't let him down?
Yeah, of course, you know, and especially the way Carson carries himself and the way he handles it. You know, a lot of quarterbacks with his type of in his type of position, you know, they don't treat their receivers and tight ends and running backs the way that Carson does. He walks extremely humbly, but at the same time, he's going to always do his job. So you don't want to be the guy that comes out here and not know what he's doing, not getting open, not being 100% on your checks, and not coming out here and making plays. So you know that he's going to come out here, he's going to be on point. He's going to have the swagger. He's going to make sure that he's doing everything he's supposed to do. So all the receivers feel like they got to raise their level of play to that type of caliber.
The offense is not usually ahead of the defense, but everybody's very complimentary of the way the offense performed in the first practice with pads on. What does that mean for you guys to already be at that level?
I think, you know, it means a lot. I think it just shows the guys have been working. You know, I think that is generally what you see. The defense usually does have a leg up early on in practices, and the offense usually has to get going. But, man, we really feel like we left a lot on the table last year. You know, we missed a lot of guys, too, especially, you know, even just like I'm telling you, having Lane back, I don't care if you're not even able to go full contact. Just having him in the huddle always helps, you know, with the confidence of the offense. And then when you bring in guys like Torrey and you bring in guys like Alshon, where you know what you're going to get every single day. These guys are consistent players. They made plays in the NFL. Bringing those type of guys in raised the confidence level of everyone, and it raised the competition level too. Therefore, I think that's the reason why we're going to come out here and continue to be sharp. We just got to make sure we don't rest on what we're doing. Now we got to continue to get better.